Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's On Francesa on the Fan on this Thursday, the 10th day of May, as the song continues. That's right. The beat remains the same as the Yankees continue to just show amazing comeback ability and this streak that has reached enormous proportions. 11-1 in the 13 games that they would face against a good competition. They have one more game in that stretch, and that's tonight against the Red Sox. They are an incomparable and amazing 11-1 during that stretch. They have just put together an incredible run over their last 19 games, and really remarkable how often they have come from behind, as they did last night in a game where you said, all right, maybe the Red Sox, when they took the lead, you thought, okay, maybe it's their night after the home run. Their third home run, and again Tanaka, plagued by the long ball, and you expected when Ramirez hit the home run, you thought, all right, maybe it's their night. But a couple of things that happened late really were telltale. Number one, after the Nooney double down the left field line, the Red Sox, you figure right there, are going to add to this lead. They're going to punch in a couple of runs. They're going to open this thing up, and that's going to be the end of it. They can then get through the eighth and bring Kimball on to pitch the ninth, and then have their at least even the series up and have their moment at the stadium. Instead, the Red Sox amazingly don't score in that inning. They get out of that inning without them scoring. They did a good job. You got to give the guys, at the back of the pen, you got to give Holder credit for that. He has, he's a guy that, doesn't make you feel very comfortable when he comes in the game. He doesn't make me feel comfortable when he comes in the game. I feel that way about Shreve. I know, done some good things this year at times. They force feed you with Shreve. They have to right now, and with Holder a little bit. And last night, that game was right there for the Red Sox to explode. They don't do it, and then we all know what happens in the bottom of the eighth inning. We spent a lot of time yesterday on Gardner. People wanted to, you heard people calling me, telling me, bench him, drop him in the lineup. This is why you leave him alone and just leave him there. It's only a matter of time until Gardy does what he does. Last night, three hits, two doubles, the big triple, three extra base hits. He had a handful extra base hits going into the game. He wound up with three last night. He also got robbed once. So he has a big night. And then Judge, of course, turns that around with the big home run, breaks the game open, and the Yankees, again, with their incredible performance late in these games. There's two things that grab you about this team during this, really three during this stretch. Number one, their starting pitching, for the most part, Tanaka aside last night, has been very good. Number two, their ability to come from behind late in the games has been extraordinary. I mean, it's been really overwhelming. And number three, and this is the one that will be there all year, and this is the one that will cause every opponent so much trouble, the length and the potency of this lineup is not matched by anybody in baseball. They have power. They have explosiveness in every part of this lineup. This lineup does not have a weakness. It's been years since they've had a team where their lineup did not have a weak link. They had it at times in the 90s. They have it now again. You know, they have a lineup that does not have a weak link. There's nowhere to go for a respite. There's nowhere you're safe. At the bottom, the kids have been terrific. Add in what Walker's done recently. You know, after a slow start, Walker's gotten big hit after big hit. This lineup can beat you from the one spot with Gaudy to the nine spot with Torres and every spot in between. There's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to rest. There's nowhere to go for an easy out. There's nowhere to go for a quick out. And that takes an enormous toll on a pitching staff that if their starter is not in the game dealing and you have to go to the underbelly of their pen and try and get them. And what they do last night, they rushed their closer into a game. He's not a two-inning closer anyway. So they were just trying to see, let's get through the eighth and we'll see where we are. And they couldn't even do that. And he's not a two-inning guy anyway. And, you know, when once you turn a closer around like that, you get him out of the game. Because otherwise, he's not going to be worth anything tonight. So the Yankees solved him. They don't have a place to go. And the Red Sox, you know what they're looking to do? They're looking to get out of town because they're saying, I don't know if we can get this team out in a big spot. Forget quality at bats, forget our lack of defense. This is what the Red Sox are saying. Forget their problems with part of their lineup. Forget their infield defense, which is very shaky. We can't go anywhere late in the game to get an out. And we don't have the bullpen that can match up against these guys. They solve us right and left. We have nowhere to go. You can almost see them sitting in their dugout saying, hey, we don't have any answers for this. They're overpowering us. They are overwhelming us, and that's what the Yankees are doing to the league right now. They are just overwhelming everybody with this lineup from top to bottom. The idea is this. Try and get 27 outs against them. See if you can register 20. You might get 21. You might get 24. Try and get 27. It's not easy. And they keep coming back and scoring late. You know, it used to be the old line that you heard in the days of the day game. From the old days of going back many generations, they used to call it 5 o'clock lightning. Okay, the idea of a day game, late in the game, boom, 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 the Yankee Thunder. And there it was, the explosion. That's what this team does. Okay, now it happens at 9:30 or 10 o'clock. But what they're doing is, again, what they're doing is at the end of the game, they are chewing them up and spitting them out. All you got to do is give them an inch. They don't take a yard. They take the game. And they did again last night. I mean, one at bat here. I don't care if it's working a walk. I don't care if it's starting it with a double, working a walk. The bottom line is next in line. And it seems like every time it just gets harder and harder and there's nowhere to go. There's no way to say, I feel good. Listen, look at the part of the lineup I'm in. There is no part of the lineup. There's no street you can travel down and think you're going to get there safely. Not with this lineup. And teams can expect the whole summer of this. Hey, listen, there'll be moments when they don't pitch well. They didn't pitch well last night. I mean, Tanaka, you know, was typical. I talked about it yesterday. You don't know what you're going to get with Tanaka. You don't know what's going to be the night where he's going to give you the, you know, three hitter over seven or the night where the ball's going to be, you know, bouncing off the upper deck. That's Tanaka. That's who he's been. He can be both, sometimes in the same game. You go to places, hey, pitches aren't going to be perfect. You know, Green, make a bad pitch. They can hit it out of the park. Red Sox can. They got plenty of guys that can hit it out of the park. They showed you last night. Benintendi loves to hit home runs at Yankee Stadium. Ramirez can always be tough. So the bottom line is you're not surprised by that. You're not surprised they took the lead. What you saw, though, is Cora knows this right now. He knows it tonight going into this matchup. He knows it every time he plays the Yankees. I don't have any answers in that bullpen. All right, if I got a lead and I got Kimbrel in the ninth and he's on his game, all right, I'm going to get my three outs. Maybe. But anything else, good luck trying to get it past this team. If you got a one-run lead and you have six outs to get, right now, Advantage Yankees. That's where it is. This has been a really extraordinary performance by a baseball team. They had the winning streak, and then came the Angels, the Astros, the Indians, and the Red Sox. And we said, okay, 13 games, now we'll get a good look. Now we'll see where they are. Well, where they are right now is 11-1 with one game left in that stretch. 11-1. And think about it. There haven't been a lot of laughers. There haven't been a lot of games that were blown open early. There have been so many games where they've blown leads and come back, or come back late in the game, or come back and won it in the ninth inning, or come back and won it in the eighth inning. It's amazing. One after another after another. In that regard, the length of the lineup, their ability to never be out of a ballgame, that way. There's a lot of ways they don't remind me of the 98 Yankees. They're not built the same way. They don't have the same pitching staff. They're not built the same way in the lineup. This team obviously has more power. This team is obviously younger. So I'm not trying to compare them in a lot of ways, but in one way I will. The length of the lineup is extraordinary. That team's length of his lineup was tremendous. This team's length of his lineup is extraordinary. I mean, it is remarkable. It's just, you're not surprised at all to see it happen. Nothing surprises you with this team offensively. I mean, you just know that it's going to be hard to get them down for nine innings. You might get them for seven. You might get them for eight. Might take the lead a couple of times. They might blow the lead a couple of times. I mean, right now their pen is, the Yankee pen, other than Chapman right now, ain't going to knock anybody's socks off. They're missing guys. And they're still a ways away from getting Warren and Canley back. I mean, they're still a way away from that. You're asking guys that you don't trust. I don't trust Shreve. I don't trust Holden. Why would you? They're trying to, they're trying to win their stripes. Chapman, you can rely on. Betances, most times, you don't want to see any runners on base. But, one inning, he's okay. I don't trust him as much as I used to. So the Yankees got some vulnerabilities. And they got some vulnerabilities at certain guys in the rotation too. But as far as the lineup right now, and they don't even have everybody hitting. Right now, Didi's in a slump. Sanchez is swinging at pitches in the dirt. I don't want to see this group if they get them all going at the same time, which is not easy to do. But, Bird's not even here. Didi's in a 0-19 or 20 right now and looking terrible because they're basically feeding him all kinds. He's now being treated like a guy who scares people. For the first time in his life, he's being pitched to that way, and he's going to have to adjust to that. But that's what happens when you hit a bunch of home runs. When they turn around and they see that you're leading the league in home runs and RBIs, all of a sudden people are going to figure out a way to get you out. Back to the drawing board a little bit. You're not going to see, room service fastballs anymore. Comes with the territory. That's what Didi's going through right now. Andujar, too. Andujar got some, big hits, and all of a sudden, he's seeing a lot of curveballs. That's going to happen. Judge has already gone through that. You got to make your adjustments. It's always the same thing. It's a game of adjustments. You're always adjusting. The good guys, the good players, the good pitches, the good hits, they're always adjusting. And that's where you have to be. But this team, the length of that lineup, the power that it has top to bottom, scary. That was a scary win last night. If you're in one of the other teams in this league, if you're the Red Sox, you put your head on the pillow last night and said, you know what? I can't wait to get out of town. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.